Well, Joseph Spector, it's great to meet you.
It's great to meet you, too. Thanks so much for having me.
I got to add, I'm remiss in not having met you before last week. Last week or the week before, when your first performances were?
We did have a workshop of The Copper Queen, which was part of our Arizona Spark program. But our first real main stage work is just coming up this Sunday in Tucson. So you're still at the outset of the season. You're all good.
When did you arrive? When did you get to the Valley?
I started working with Arizona Opera officially on June 1. And the first week I was still in Austin, Texas, actually, working remotely. But I got to be here the following week and enjoy some really wonderful 120 and 115 and 18-degree heat and have been here since.
But you're coming from Austin, so it was not quite the jolt that it was for some other.
That's right. Absolutely. Let me say, without any sarcasm, a really wonderful welcome by Phoenix. The people here are warmer than the temperature, and that's been so deeply appreciated by me and my wife and my two little kids.
The season that's getting underway with your Sapphire Celebration, was this a season you had a hand in putting together? It was like,
no,
come on,
not
now
at
we've
all.
Got the season put together.
No, no. Yeah. It probably won't surprise you that Opera plans on somewhat longer timelines. That has to do with all of the coordination, availability of artists. So this season was planned, probably a year and a half or so ago.
So the season, there are the war horses, the Dvorak, Puccini, and Rossini.
Yes.
Right, Rusalka, and then...
And Cenerentola.
Butterfly, and then Cenerentola.
Yes, that's right.
45th anniversary celebration. Tell me about this. I mean, I've printed the program, and tell me how it was put together, or what you're expecting.
Well, I think, first of all, that anytime you have an anniversary celebration for an opera company, it's a chance to look back at a proud history and celebrate that. And I think it's really appropriate to launch a season with this kind of offering. And to have a, you know, internationally renowned ambassador for opera like Friederike von Stade as your MC and as a performer in the program as well is just a huge deal. And for me, you know, I listen to Friederike von Stade so much as a singer I'm a little bit going into fan mode when she comes to the Opera Center. And so the program is, compendium of some of the most exciting pieces that were marked along that 45-year trajectory, and also a few things that haven't been heard here before.
You say she'll be the MC?
She will be MCing and she'll be performing.
Okay.
So we have a number of guest artists that are coming in.
Are the voices we'll hear, are they folks who've been in previous productions and maybe we'll be hearing again this year? Or
it's a mix.
Okay.
So we have, you know, former and current studio artists. We have other guest artists. And, I don't want to give away the whole thing. You have the program. That's that's top secret. That's actually supposed to be locked up in a safe someplace. But just going back to say, you know, it's really representative of so many works that have been beloved here in Arizona over our 45-year history going all the way back, and also a few things that are sort of neat and who knows, maybe even portend the future, but I'm not sure. We'll see.
Okay. He said with a wry grin. It's another thing that I think sometimes we don't think about is the state celebrated its 100th anniversary 4 years ago, and yet something less than half of that time, we've had an opera, 45 years Arizona Opera.
That's
a territory,
right?
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
And there are audience favorites. The studios developed some people that, you know, voices that were just wonderful, personalities that were great. It's nice they're going to be some of them brought back. And some of the Valley favorites, I'm assuming, will be coming in too.
Yeah, absolutely. And apropos of that, I was just in Chicago yesterday and the day before to see the opening of the Lyric Opera Chicago's season, which opened with Das Rheingold, the first Ring opera, and Laura Wilde, who's performing in Riders of the Purple Sage, was the Freya, and acquitted herself incredibly well. And it's fun to see those careers taking off in that sort of way. She was a studio artist here for, I think, three seasons.
So the Sapphire Celebration, you mentioned, happening in Tucson.
Yep,
this
coming Sunday, October 9th at 2 p.m., and then we are in Phoenix at Symphony Hall October 15th and 16th. That's the following Saturday and Sunday. And that is at 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. And it's a great program. It's a really fun music and a terrific salute to this organization's past and to its future.
And with a great singer in attendance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Joseph, it's great to meet you. And I say again, I look forward to talking with you again. And let's make sure we do sit down from time to time.
I'd enjoy that. Thanks so much for having us.